The sound is not clear. Sound man. And the sound man fix the sound. It's feedback, right? Is it clear? The sound not clear, right? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Fifth canto, chapter 23 and 24, chapter 23, the description of Chapter 23, the Shushumara Planetary System. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text number 3 was given yesterday by Vedanta Vyas Priya Maharaj that had a long purport. But the rest of the chapter, there's no purports, so I'm going to read the translation up to the end of the chapter. Text number 4. This great machine, consisting of stars and planets, resembles the forms of Shushumara, dolphin, in the water. It's sometimes considered an incarnation of Krishna, Vasudeva. Great yogis meditate upon Vasudeva in his form, because it's actually visible. So there's some problem with the sound. Feedback here.
Is this like an echo?
Feedback. The sound man here? The sound man. Adjust the sound. Right? Hare Krishna. Purport. Transcendentalists, such as yogis whose minds cannot accommodate the form of the Lord, prefer to visualize something very great, such as the Virata Purusha. Therefore, some yogis contemplate this imaginary Shushumara to be swimming in the sky, the way a dolphin swims in the water. They meditate on it as the Virata Rupa, gigantic form, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. Is that better? Says the, therefore the yogis contemplate this imaginary Shushumara to be swimming in the sky the way a dolphin swims in water. They meditate upon it as the Vrata Rup to get it form the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Well, if you go to Mayapur, you'll see dolphins swimming in the Ganges. Text number 5. This form of the Shushumara has its head downward and body coiled. On the end of its tail is the planet of Dhruva. On the body of its tail are the planets of demigod Prajapati, Agni, Indra, Dharma. And at the base of its tail are the planets of demigods Datta and Vidatta. Where the hips might be on the Shushumara are the 7 saintly sages of Vishishta Nangira. The fourth body, the Shushumara Chakra, turns its right side, on which the 14 constellations from Abhijit to Purnavarsa are located. On its left side are the 14 stars, Pusha to Uttara and Sada. Thus, body is balanced because its sides are occupied by an equal number of stars. On the back of Shushumara is the group of stars known as Ajaviti, and its abdomen again flows in the sky, the Milky Way. Text number 6. On the right and left side, where the loins might be on the Shushumara Chakra, are the stars named Purnar, Vasa, Vasu, Pusha, Ada, and Ashlisha are its right foot, right and left feet. Abhijit and Uttar Sada on his right and left nostrils. Shravanam Pursada on his left, right and left eyes. Nistar Mula on his right and left ears. 8 stars from Magha to Anuradha, which marks the southern course around the ribs of the left of his body, and the 8 stars, Mrigashira to Purva Bada, which mark the northern course on the ribs on the right side. Chata, Visha, and Jayeshta are on the right and left shoulder. Take number 7. On the upper chin, Shushumara Zagasti, has lower chin, Yamaraj, on its mouth, Mars, on the genitals, Saturn, on the back of its neck, Jupiter, and the chest, the Sun, within the core of its heart, Orion. Within its mind is the Moon, on its navel, Venus, and on its breast, the Ashvini Kumaras. Within its life air, which is known as Prana, is Mercury. On its neck is its and its neck is Rahu. All over its body are comets, and its pores are the numerous stars. Text number 8. My dear King, the body of Sri Shumara, as thus described, should be considered the eternal form of Lord Vishnu, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Morning, noon, and evening, one should silently observe the form of the Lord as Sri Shumara Chakra, and worship him with this mantra. O my Lord, who has assumed the form of time, O resting place of all planets, moving in different orbits, O Master of all demigods, O Supreme Person, I have my respectful obeisances unto you and meditate upon you. Text number 9. The body of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, which forms the Sushumara Chakra, is the resting place of all the demigods and all the stars and planets. One who chants his mantra to worship the Supreme Person 3 times a day, morning, noon, and evening, will surely be free of moth-thinking reactions. As one simply offers obeisances to this form, remembers this form 3 times a day, all the recent sinful activities will be destroyed. Report. Summarizing the entire description of the planetary systems of the universe, Srila Vishwanathacharya Kaur says, the one who is able to meditate upon this arrangement as the Vrata Roop or Vishwa Roop, the eternal body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and worship him 3 times a day by meditation, will always be free from sinful reaction. Vishwanathacharya Thakur estimates the Dhruva Loka, the pole star, as 3,800,000 yojans above the sun. Above Dhruva Loka are 10 million yojans, is Mahara Loka. Above Mahara Loka are 20 million yojans, is Jana Loka. Above Jamaloka by 80 million, is that right? 80 million? Yojana is Tapaloka, and above Tapaloka by 120 million yojanas is Satchaloka. Thus, the distance from the sun to Satchaloka is 2,033,800,000 yojans.
Two hundred thirty-three million, eight hundred thousand
yojans, or 1,800,000.
This one's built. Now it's built. It's building.
1,879,400,000 miles. The right going to the planets begin 26,200,000 yojans above Satchaloka. Thus, the Vishnu Purana describes that the covering universe is 2,060,000 yojans away from the sun. The distance from the sun to the earth is 100,000 yojans, and below the earth by 70,000 yojans are the 7 lower planetary systems called Atala, Itala, Sutala, Tatala, Mahatala, Asatala, and Patala. Below these, your Earth planets by 30,000 yojans, Seshanaga is lying on the Garva Dark Ocean. That ocean is What's that?
249 yojans
deep. Thus, the total diameter of the universe is approximately 500 million yojans, or 4 billion miles. Everyone get all that? So I'll read this and I'll continue. First, I'm going to speak about this verse, and I'll read the text 1 of Samkhya Purana, number 3, next chapter. So, translation. The body of Lord Supreme Lord Vishnu, which forms the Shushu Mara Chakra, is resting place of all the demigods and all the stars and planets. One who chants this mantra to worship the Supreme Person 3 times a day, morning, noon, and evening, will surely be free from all sinful reactions. If one simply offers his obeisances to this form, or remembers this form 3 times a day, all his recent sinful activities will be destroyed. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Vistaya Bhagavati, Srimati Bhakti Vananta Swami Jinami, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gaura Bhani Vishani, Namaste Shumi Vani, Aska Chakri Sakrani. Panchakapa Chuli Vishcha, Namasimhi Vichcha, Tanya Bhagni Vyo, Vaishya Vyo, Vyo Maha. Sri Krishna Shaitanya, Bhuni Chanama, Sri Advaita Gravars, Sri Vasari Gauranga Vyo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Srimad Bhagavatam says, Svaipun Sam Purodhano Tobhakti Rahotiji Aitiki Abhityata Renama Subhasit Siddhati. The supreme occupation for all men is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service and to the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated, uninterrupted, to completely satisfy itself. So, how many of we can now take a poll here? How many in this room have read the entire Srimad Bhagavatam? Nobody? Raise your hand if you read the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyway, how many have read the fifth canto? So, and how many remember this verse? Nobody. So, this is a very nice verse. It says you should chant this morning, noon, and evening, and this will free one from all sinful sins will be destroyed. Sinful activities will be destroyed. So there are many statements in Srimad Bhagavatam which give some benediction. So, of course, getting free from sinful activity, that is not our real business, our real interest. We want to perform devotional service at a high degree, Pradyuta, unmotivated, uninterrupted. But this verse is talking about how to get free from sinful activities. All sinful activities we destroy. You simply read this morning, noon, and night. So it sounds like simple, very simple thing to do, to read this verse morning, noon, and night. The real goal of the postal service is to thank Kumar, to thank Jyoti Mahamudkar. Prema Kumarata Mohan. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came 500 years ago. He left only eight verses. The Dhananana, the Sundari, Tarachavatarishwari, Jamini Jamanishwari, Bhagavad Bhakti Haritiki Dhoni. I don't want to bow, I don't want women, I don't want any number of followers. All of us are devotional service, birth after birth. I read this yesterday. This verse is the essence of an art of the Vritti. We don't want wealth, we don't want beautiful wife, we don't want many followers. That means you're free from all your anarthas. Yesterday we were reading in the Srimad-Bhagavad Gita class, it says that the devotee sees with equal vision a lump of clay and a lump of gold with equal vision. So if I give everybody in the class a choice, do you want the lump of clay or do you want the lump of gold? Which will you pick? Who has that equal vision? Shri Gaurita Krishna Bharavara Shamsa Vijaya. So, we're not just interested in getting free from sinful activities. Because at the time of initiation, we make a vow to follow for the principle of no meeting, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. And we follow the regular principles, then this is the stage of anartha nivritti, free from unwanted things. So, the devotee should not commit sinful activities. But Bhagavad Gita says, Pichet Sudhir Durachura. Patrimon Anyabha Sudhir Eva Samatavya Samya Vishvato Isaha. Even if one commits the most abominable activity, he's engaged in devotional service, he's considered saintly because he's properly situated in his determination. The preacher says, He quickly becomes righteous to take nasty peace, O son could be declared worthy, my devotee never perishes. So, the devotee should be careful. Kama sara kama va moshikama dhardi, divrena bhakti yogena, yate purushava param. A person has broader intelligence, may be full of material desires, but all material desires and desire liberation must by all means worship the Supreme Lord, person of the Godhead. So in this way, we can read this verse at three times, morning, evening, night, to get free from sinful activities. But the process of devotional service is meant to bring
bring us to loving devotional service, not simply get free of simple activities. In the Christian Catholic Church, people go to the church once a week and make a confession, confess their sins. But the priest doesn't tell them that now that you confess your sins, you should stop sinning. So this process of atonement, paschitya, Maharaj Ricci said that this is like debating an elephant. An elephant, we have one in Maharaj. So every day the trainer will bathe the elephant very nicely. And as soon as it comes out of the water, what does it do? It puts sand all over its body. So this kind of paschitya will not help one to get free from material energy, go back home, back to Godhead. So only by devotional service, bhakti mama vijayati, only by pure devotional service can one attain the mercy of Krishna, go back home, back to Godhead, and not understand and know Krishna, not by any other means. So, since there's one more chapter, the Subterranean Heavenly Plants, I'll read this. And it's on the board, I'll read this. Text number one, there's no purport. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King, some historians speak of the Puranas say that 10,000 yojanas, 80,000 miles below the sun, is planet known as Rahu, which moves like one of the stars. The presiding deity of that planet, who is the son of Simhika, is the most abominable of all Asuras. But although he is completely unfit to assume the position of a demigod or planetary deity, he has achieved that position by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Later I shall speak further about him." Text number two. The sun globe, which is a source of heat, extends for 10,000 yojanas, 80,000 miles. The moon extends for 20,000 yojanas, or 1,060,000 miles. A Rahu extends for 30,000 yojanas, 240,000 miles. Formerly, when Neptune was being distributed, Rahu tried to create dissension between the sun and the moon by interposing himself between them. Rahu is inimical toward both the sun and the moon, and therefore he always tries to cover the sunshine and moonshine on a dark moon day and full moon night. Purport. As stated here, the sun extends for 10,000 yojanas, the moon extends for twice that, 20,000 yojanas. Dvasha should be understood to mean twice as much as 10 or 20. In the opinion of Vijayajwaj, extent of Rahu to be twice that of the moon of 40,000 yojanas. However, to reconcile this apparent contradiction, the text of Bhagavatam, Vijayajwaj, cites the following quotation concerning Rahu. Rahu sama varvinam tu mandala dvi go guno kitam. This means that Rahu is twice as large as the moon, which is twice as large as the sun. This is the conclusion of the commentator
Vijay Dwaja. Text number 3. I'm just going to read the English. After hearing from the sun and moon demigods about Rahu's attack, Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu engaged his disc, known as the Shuchan Chakra, to protect them. The Shuchan Chakra is the Lord's most beloved devotee and is favored by the Lord. The intense heat of his effulgence, meant for killing non-Vaishnavas, is unbearable to Rahu. He therefore flees in fear of it. During the time Rahu disturbs the sun and moon, there occurs what people commonly know as an eclipse. Purport. The Supreme Personality of God, Vishnu, is always the protector of his devotees, who is also known as demigods. The controlling demigods are almost our most obedient to Lord Vishnu, although they also want material sense enjoyment. That is why they are called demigods, almost godly. Although Rahu attempts to attack both the sun and moon, they are protected by Lord Vishnu. Being very afraid of Lord Vishnu Chakra, Rahu cannot stay in front of the sun and moon for more than a muhurta, 48 minutes. The phenomenon that occurs when Rahu blocks the light of the sun and or moon is called an eclipse. The attempt of scientists of this earth to go to the moon is as demoniac as Rahu's attempt. Of course, their attempt will be failures because no one can enter the moon or sun so easily, like the attack of Rahu, whose attempts will be certainly failures. So here it makes it very clear what an eclipse really is. If you look on the internet, whenever there's an eclipse, the scientists, they give some explanation that the Earth is coming between the sun and the moon, and the Earth is blocking. This is not correct. The real understanding is Rahu. We know, says Supreme Personality of Vishnu is the protector of his devotees, who also known as demigods. Demigod means semi-gods, or those who they're almost, they're godly, but they have material desires also. Kama sarva kama ba mokshikara dhiranji. To bring a bhakti yogina. But your full material desires, no material desires, one should always worship the Supreme Lord. So demigods, they worship the Supreme Lord. They know about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they also have mixed devotional service, mixed desire, material desires. And we know when the demigods are in trouble, by attack of the demons, they always go to Lord Vishnu for help, but they don't ask for Lord Vishnu for salvation or to get them out of the material world. They ask him to help so they can defeat the demons. When the demons and demigods churn the ocean of milk, desiring to get the nectar, this story describes the 8th canto. So, they finally get churned the ocean, finally pile of nectar. Was taken out by Dhammatari, the incarnation of the Lord. And the demigods, they snatched away the pot of nectar. And the demons snatched away the pot of nectar. Then the demons started arguing between themselves who should drink the nectar first. So then the Lord incarnated as Mohini Murti. This form of Mohini Murti is a form of a very beautiful woman. So naturally, the demons were always lusty and looking for women, became attracted to Mohini Murti. And
She told the demons, now you do whatever whatever I propose to you, you should do. They all agreed. So she took the pile of nectar and gave it to the demigods. But Rahu disguised himself as a demigod and was sitting in the assembly of the demigods. And then Rahu was the first person to drink the nectar. But Mohini Murti, she detected the sun and the moon. He also detected that Rahu was disguised as a demigod. And Mohini Murti, with her Churichan Chakra, cut off his head. And since only his head touched the nectar, the head remained alive and the rest of his body died. And that head became the Rahu planet. So this is one example of how the Lord protects his devotee. We know in the case of Maharaja Ambarish, he was fasting, observing Kasi Kawasi for 1 year. And the Vrasa Muni came there as his guest. So he told the Vrasa Muni, you go take your bath with your, I think he had so many disciples, 60,000 disciples or something like that. Maybe it was 10,000, I'm not sure. He had so many, so they went to take bath. So at that time, the period came when it was time to break his fast. Maharaja Ambarish wanted to perform time, the Dwadasi breakfast. So he didn't know what to do, so he consulted with some local Brahmins and he decided that he would drink a little water. Because when you fast in Dwadasi, you do near jhana, you can break the fast by just drinking water. So Maharaja Ambarish drank a little water, break his fast. So then the Vrasa Muni came back and he was very angry. He said that Maharaja Ambarish had transgressed the law, rule of etiquette, had eaten first. He just drank some water. Doesn't sound like a big offense. Vrasa Muni, who was easily angered, took a hair out of his head, threw it on the ground, and a big fiery demon started to attack Maharaja Ambarish. Maharaja Ambarish was perfect in all the nine classes of devotional service and was always under the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. And before this, the Lord had given him the Shujan Chakra. So the Shujan Chakra killed this demon. And then he started chasing the Vrasa Muni all over the universe. And wherever the Vrasa Muni went for help, no one could help him. The Chakra was right behind him, burning his neck. Then he went to Lord Vishnu and asked for help. Lord Vishnu said, no, I can't help you either. You've committed an offense to my devotee. You have to go and beg forgiveness. So the Vrasa Muni went back to Maharaja Ambarish and fell down at his lotus feet and begged for forgiveness. Then the Churichan Chakra backed off. So here it says the Churichan Chakra is the Lord's most beloved devotee and is favored by the Lord. How many people in this assembly remember reading that in Srimad Bhagavatam? The Churichan Chakra is the most beloved devotee. Of course, this is the Lord, talking about the Lord in Vaikuntha, not in Vrindavan. You know, Srimati Radharani is the most dear to Krishna in the Rajalila. And in Vaikuntha, the Churichan Chakra is most dear to the Lord and is favored by the Lord. So whenever there's a So in the Krishna book, the many stories, Shishupal was Maharaj Yudhisthira was performing the Rajasuya sacrifice. So one boy, his name was Sahadev, and the Pandavas said that Krishna should be elected first person to be worshipped. But Shishupal was a demon, and he was blaspheming Krishna even as a child before he could even speak properly. So when Shishupal heard that Krishna should be worshipped first, he became very angry, and he wanted to fight with everyone. But Krishna stopped everyone from fighting with Shishupal, because if one drop of blood had fallen on the ground, the Rajasuya sacrifice would have been spoiled. So the Lord took his Tirjana Chakra and cut off the head of Shishupal, because at that time he had a benediction and he could blaspheme Krishna 100 times. So that was the 99th time, it was the last time that Shishupal blasphemed Krishna. He actually called Krishna a fraud. He said, "How can you worship him first?" Then Krishna cut off his head with his Tirjana Chakra, but he sealed his body to make sure that not one drop of blood fell down so they ruined the Rajasuya sacrifice. So there may be other instances where the Tirjana Chakra is used by the Lord to kill the demons. Krishna comes and says, "Vrindam Sadhanam Manishya." Comes to annihilate the demons and give protection to the devotees. And he came 5,000 years ago to rid the burden of the earth. So he had the Vrindavan pastimes, and then at the age of 11 he goes to Mathura, and then he has the Mathura Dwarka pastimes in his form, his Vasudeva form. And he killed many demons with his Tirjana Chakra. There was one demon, his name is Pundraka, and he claimed that he was Lord Vishnu. And he sent a messenger to Krishna and Dwarka, "That I'm Lord Vishnu, and you should surrender to me your insignia, this blood, lotus flower chakra to me." Krishna and the assembly, they all laughed when they heard this. The man, Pundraka, laughed for a very long time. And then Krishna sent back a message to Pundraka that, "I will certainly surrender him to you. I will surrender my disc to your head." And then he went there. Krishna went to Kashi, where Pundraka was, and he fought with Pundraka. Pundraka appeared on the battlefield looking like Lord Vishnu, the forearms and the Gustava jewel and helmet and so many things, but he was clearly an imitation, not the real thing. So Krishna said, "Yes, hey Pundraka, now here I surrender my disc unto your head." And he cut off the head of Pundraka. And the king of Kashi was also on the side of Pundraka. He cut off his head. And he threw the head of the king of Kashi into the city of Kashi, in Banaras. When the people saw the head coming into the city, they thought it was the head of Krishna. But then when they examined more closely, they thought that it was the king's head. The king had a son who decided that he would take revenge on Krishna. So he called some Brahmins, and they did a sacrifice And out came a fiery demon with three legs, three heads. And he told the demon, go to Dwarka and burn the city down. Big fiery demon. So that fiery demon went to Dwarka. And Krishna was at that time playing chess. And the citizens of Dwarka went to Krishna for help. And Krishna sent his Shujan Chakra. And since the demon had to surrender the chakra, so not only did he went back to Kashi, because if you send someone to kill someone, if it doesn't work, then that same demon has to kill the person who sent him. So the Shujan Chakra went back to Kashi, killed the son of the king of Kashi, and all the Brahmins that did the sacrifice, and he also burned the whole city of Kashi. And this was the abode of Lord Shiva. So then Lord Shiva didn't have an abode. And the Shujan Chakra also chased Lord Shiva the same way chased Maharaj Ambarish. So Lord Shiva, once in an abode, asked Krishna for forgiveness and asked, now I don't have an abode or a place in this world, so what place should be mine? So he said, that you go to Bhuvaneshwar. And this will be the second Kashi, the second abode of Lord Shiva. And they named that city after me. That's also my name. So this is also the chakra. One more time, Jagan Marai struck Lord Nityananda on the head. Lord Chaitanya came there in a fiery mood and was ready to kill them with his chakra. But Lord Nityananda said, no, you have not come as this incarnation. You've come as a devotee. You've not come to kill the demons. You come to deliver them. So he delivered Jagan Marai to show his mercy. Pipasita, gave Pipasita Jagan Marai, were the most so sinful. And when Yamaraj asked his scribes to write down their sins, thousand scribes were writing for 1 month, and they said, this task is impossible. We can never finish writing down all the sins of Jagan Marai. But when Jagan Marai surrendered to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they became full-time Vaishnavas and began chanting 2 lakhs of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, every day. So in this way, the Lord invokes his chakra to let the devotees and to annihilate the miscreants of demons. And here it says the Lord is the protector of his devotees. Therefore, whenever problem protection, we chant the prayer and we sing a prayer. The Lord is singing, he also protects the devotees before we travel, we always pray, chant the Nisringa prayer for protection. In this way, we can know not only this being, it also says that Lord Balaram is also your protector. So this is Krishna Balaram here, so we have a proper thing. We always go to Lord Balaram and ask for his protection. So this description is during the time of Rahu to serve the sun and moon, there occurs with people coming in as an eclipse. So it shouldn't be no doubt that what the Bhagavatam says is the truth
Bhagavatam is telling us everything we need to know. Who's who and what's what. The modern scientists are only armchair speculators. They're simply speculating about so many things and doing so much research and so many things. But Sukadeva Goswami spoke in Bhagavatam, Sri Vyasa, he compiled the Bhagavatam. He really did all the research. So we can simply tell the scientists, forget about your research and just read the Srimad Bhagavatam and you know everything. And so Prabhupada told the devotees, when you go to meet someone on the street, to sell them a book, say, my dear sir, you're a very intelligent man. Now take this book, read this book, and forget everything you ever learned before. And the book, one devotee was telling, he got the book, The Science of Self-Realization, and when he read that book, he became a devotee. So in that book, Science of Self-Realization, gives Prabhupada so many conversations with scientists and professors, and were able to defeat them all, explain the truth about what is what and who is who. Krishna's Guru Bhagavan Swayam. This is Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vibhava Ha Anandi Nadi Govinda Sarvakarana. So in all cases we should be surrendered souls, and as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharma Krishajam Namaikam Sarvamantam Antam Sarvabhavam Moksha Shaya Vasya Shaya. Be surrendered unto me, and I will protect you from all self-righteousness. Do not fear. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. No time for questions.